Welcome to Fall in Love With Virtual Summit, brought today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Miss Elizabeth Bachman. Elizabeth, why don't you take it from here?
Oh, thank you so much, Tanya. And I have to say, I just love being a member of the Public Speakers Association. I was talking you up to a couple of people just yesterday saying, yes, and you've got to do this. It's really great. So I'm glad for all of you who are listening, either live or on the recording. I really acknowledge you for taking some time. Tanya didn't say who I was. I'm an international opera director as well as a presentation skills trainer, and learned my presentation skills by training people like Luciano Pavarotti and Placido Domingo and hundreds of others. And more importantly for today, I'm also the creator of the digital program, How to Get Booked as a Speaker, Taking Your Show on the Road. And that's really what I'm going to talk to you about today, because it's so exciting to talk to you about my passion about helping people shine on stage. And think for a minute, isn't it a great feeling to be in front of people and have them engaged, having fun, desiring you, your products, your services? And most people either shy away from speaking or worry about it a lot because they're afraid of what they know will happen, that the audience will either be bored or worse, there'll be an entertained audience that doesn't take any action. So I salute all of you in the Professional Speakers Association for really paying attention to your speaking and getting it right. The problem is the best speech in the world does you no good if you have nowhere to give it. So I was delighted that we just heard something about how to do a tour. And here's a way to get yourself started. If you're not quite ready to go on a tour, but if you're getting started to get yourself out to really do the work to book your speaking gigs. I deal with speakers all the time, and I have to say the hardest part is to get people to actually pick up the phone and book that next gig. So that also is something that we're going to be talking about today. And really what I want to do, it is the question I hear more than any other, which is, how do I get more speaking gigs? But, you know, you may have been told how to do it, you know the theory, but you aren't picking up the phone. And I know, because I've been there. And that's why I created the digital program, How to Get Booked as a Speaker. And I developed this system because I needed it. And then I saw that my VIP clients were having the same challenge. For instance, my client Gina, she'd written a book and she wanted to publicize it. And her agent called me and said, Gina has an important message to deliver. She has great stories, but she doesn't know how to shape them into a speech. And frankly, once she gets started on her memories, she can't stop. And then we run out of time to make the offer. So I had helped Gina as a speaker client to create a concise and powerful speech that told just enough to whet the listener's appetites, and the book sold like hotcakes. But the problem was, once she'd finished the two or three appearances that her agent had set up, she didn't know how to get more gigs. And there she was with a garage full of books. Can anybody relate? Do you ever have that? She had a garage full of books and a great speech, but no place to give it. And because she'd had so much success with me in creating her speech, she asked me for help. And that was when I started turning my gig finding system into How to Get Booked as a Speaker. And now Gina speaks 3 or 4 times a month. But even better, the book is doing so well that the publisher has asked her for book number 2. So if you're like Gina and you're still working on what to say, if you've tuned into this call to learn how to craft a brilliant presentation that brings you the clients you want, the money you deserve, and shows the world what a star you are, please contact me after the call. Today, I'm going to talk about how to get booked. And my intention is to give you an overview of the How to Get Booked as a Speaker system that hundreds of my clients have used to book themselves at speaking engagements. And you can use these techniques immediately to take your show on the road. and make a big impact by speaking to the people who need you. And best of all, I'm going to tell you the most powerful, coolest tip that makes how to get booked as a speaker different from any of the other systems out there. So so first of all, you ought to have you're going to want a paper and a pen, because there's going to be a lot of very, very cool stuff coming through, and you're going to really want to write this down. Now, there are basically, it boils down to 5 words. Write this down. Why, who, where, what, and how. And first of all is the why. I am assuming that everybody who's listening to a Public Speakers Association call is connected to their why. They know why it's important. But just for a minute, let's just take 30 seconds and close your eyes and remind yourself that you have something important to give. You have important information to share with the world, and there are people there who need you. So imagine yourself standing in front of your ideal audience, and their eyes are lit up, they're drinking in what you have to say, they're so excited, and best of all, when you finish, they're coming up around you and they say, please, please, how can I get more? I want to buy your product, or I want to hire you for something else. That's the best feeling in the world. The other why is, the people who are producing you need good speakers. They need people. I talk to promoters all the time, and they're inundated with requests from people who want to speak. But finding speakers who can educate, inspire, and close a sale, if it's that kind of speech, those are few and far between. So the truth is that promoters need you. Today, I'm going to be talking mostly about how to book your own gigs in at local events or regional events. If you want to talk about how to get booked at conferences or large corporate events, again, please contact me after the call and I can talk to you about there. But today, we're going to focus on the local, well, say the networking events. So the why is why you speak, why there are people who need you, and why promoters and people who are organizing an event are looking for speakers. So every time you pick up the phone to recommend yourself, to say, hey, I hear you have a group and I'd like to speak there, remember that you're doing the organizer a favor. Again, close your eyes for a minute. And imagine that poor person, probably a volunteer, they've been dragooned into being the person who finds the speakers for the meeting, and they're desperate to get good people who are going to inspire and educate their audience. And that's going to be you. So remember that you're doing a service by promoting yourself and by asking people to hire you. The next of the 5 words is who. Who is your ideal client? Who really needs your services? This is the niche conversation, which I'm sure you've heard before, but remind yourself, the more you can be clear about who you're really looking for and who are the people who really need your services, that will help you choose the right venues, the right locations, will help you know who to pick up the phone and call, and it will help you get recommendations from people. And the more you're specific you are, the better. So, you know, many people talk about niche, and there's much, much more to this. But for instance, I hear all the time people say, oh, I'm a coach. I work with women in transition. Well, that's such a general category. Actually, I've heard it so often, I don't think I ever want to hear it again. It's hard to know how to find, okay, women in transition, hard to know who to send them and how to send them business. But if someone came up to you and said, I work with women who've been through a divorce and are ready to move on and reclaim their power. Wouldn't that give you a much clearer idea of who to connect them to? So, and I know of a massage therapist who couldn't give away massage sessions, but he was also a triathlete for fun. And so he started calling himself the massage therapist for triathletes. And the truth was, it was the same massages he was giving before, but when he billed himself as a specialist in massage for triathletes, he suddenly got a full-time job at an important gym, and he was able to raise his prices. He's got an unending pipeline of clients, and he's doing very, very well. So for the who, make sure you know who your ideal client is. The next question is, where to find them. And it goes, there are three ways of doing it. One is your current circles. You talk to the people you know who might know your ideal clients. Now you're not necessarily going to ask your Aunt Susan, because if she doesn't know who your ideal clients are. I have a lot of friends who are in lots of works of life, but if they're not dealing with speakers who need to get results when they make a presentation, then I don't ask them. But I do ask the people who hang out with my ideal clients, who are speakers. My ideal clients are speakers who are out there speaking, who understand how important it is, but aren't getting the results they want. So I'm not the beginning speaker trainer, I'm the advanced trainer. So I ask people around me, who do you know? People to say, where can you go? Where are the places that you hang out where these people might be? And the best way to start with your current clients. You can write to all your current clients and say, hey, I really loved working with you. You're just exactly the kind of person I work with. Where are the events that you go to? What networking events do you know? Where do you go where more people like you could be? And that's where I find speaking gigs. And then you can work out from that, from your ideal clients to friends. The second area is to just research the groups where your clients hang out. If you're a speaker who speaks to corporate, you're going to want to find connections to human rights division. So maybe you're going to find SHRM, the Society of Human Resources, where human resources go. If you're a speaker on diversity, you want to talk to the human rights people. Find those groups, find out where their meetings are, and then go show up. And my favorite way to get speakers and to get speaking gigs is to talk to other speakers. Now, you're probably saying, why should I talk to other speakers? They're not going to want to give things away. But if you go to, say, a multi-speaker event or an event where other speakers are hanging out, then trade ideas. Start by giving. And if you find a speaker who is something like what you're doing, serves the same market you do, but doesn't directly compete with you, then trade notes with that. Where have you spoken? What was a good place? Would this be a place for you or not? I have a group of four or five people whom I regularly recommend, because they're the people who speak to my clients or my ideal clients, speak to my market, but they don't directly compete. Their work complements what I do. So especially after you've given a speech, one of the great ways to leverage that and to add value is to say, hey, you know the next person you should hire so-and-so, and then recommend someone like that. That's also a good technique to use if you're looking for something and they say, oh goodness, you're a relationship speaker, and the last four meetings we've had people about relationships. I just can't give them another relationship speaker. then instead of taking that as a no, this is a bonus tip, by the way, write down bonus tip. Instead of taking that as a no, ask them who they are looking for. You could say, you know, I'm connected to a couple of other experts. So who else are you looking for who would be good for you? And then suggest one of your colleagues. Now, you're not going to say, I know all umpteen hundred members of the Public Speakers Association. You're just going to say, I know a couple of experts, so you don't scare them. But then once they know, once they say who they're looking for, you can recommend the good people. That gives, that positions you as a helpful person and a helpful resource. And it gives you a chance to send the job to somebody who will do well. And then you can ask the person you've just recommended, and by the way, where else have you spoken? It gives you a good reason to say, do you have any suggestions for me? So you're benefiting the promoter, you're benefiting the other speaker. And that technique has gotten me speaking gigs all over the place. That has worked very well. Now, the important thing to write down here is give value and you'll get value. So write this down. Give value and you'll get value. The next thing is what? What to say to the organizers? That's another thing that I see people all the time. My clients say, well, you know, I would go out and look for gigs, but I don't know what to say. So it actually, that's one of the things that I've done. I've in How to Get Booked as a Speaker, there's a whole script there. But the important pieces are you'll get a list of questions. If you're calling somebody, find out what are they looking for? Who do they need? And ask, listen more than you talk. Find out if it really is a fit. And one other tip is make sure that you have your media kit ready to go. Make sure that you have an updated bio, a good photo, a good headshot, and a speaker sheet or one sheet that accurately describes what you're doing. If you already have a speaker sheet, great. If you don't have one yet, you can contact me after the program. I'll help you create it. That's a piece of How to Get Booked as a Speaker. Most importantly, get somebody with fresh eyes to proof your materials. My friend Larry had put together this wonderful speaker sheet, and he'd worked with a graphic designer, and he had it all in color, and he'd gone out and he'd bought color envelopes. He was going to do the old-fashioned thing. He was going to send it by mail. He had colored paper and colored envelopes and, you know, color printing at Office Depot. It was all sent out. It was spectacular. He sent it out to 100 potential prospects, 100 places where he could be hired. And it wasn't until one of the people who knew him called him up that he realized that in the process of editing the images, his phone number and email had been cut off. He hadn't noticed it. The graphic designer hadn't noticed it because they were so used to looking at it, but they just didn't see that the footer with the phone number and email was not actually on the part that got printed. So get someone with fresh eyes to proof your materials. And the best part of all of this is the how. So far we've talked about the why. You're doing a service for your listeners, the ones who are going to need you, and you're doing a service for the promoters. Who to talk to? You try your current circles. Figure out who to talk to, figure out who your ideal client is, and then who to talk to, where to find them. Ask your current circles, ask other speakers, and look up groups where they might hang out. That's the where. And the what to say, that's the beginning of it. And I don't have time to give you the whole script, but I can tell you how, I'll tell you after the program. The big question I find is how. How to get yourself to do that. And I have to tell you, that was my problem. Personally, I am a super procrastinator. I'm really good at procrastinating, and picking up the phone is one of the things that I would procrastinate on. So I had to develop a system that would work. And I call it the Fabulous Friend Booking System. And the way it works is team up with a partner. Team up with someone who will be your accountability buddy. Should be another speaker. It should be someone who deals with, who doesn't compete, but whose work you know and admire. And then you team up to meet once a week for 60 to 90 minutes. And this is, make sure that that's sacred. Don't book anything else. You've got to do this because this is the point, this is laying the groundwork to fill your pipeline. You meet once a week, and then, here's the cool part, is you call on each other's behalf. So for instance, if Tanya Hoffman and I were doing that, I would call for, maybe we talked for an hour and a half, we check in at the beginning, and then we hang up, and then I will call people and say, Tanya Hoffman, she's amazing, you've got to get her, you've got to join Public Speakers Association, you've got to have her, you've got to have her come and speak to your group, et cetera, et cetera. And at the same time, she'd be calling my list and saying, oh, Elizabeth Bachman, she's the star maker for speakers, you've got to have her come talk to your group, she's a great speaker trainer, et cetera. And then at the end of the time, you take notes, you can take notes on a Google Doc. At the end of the time, you call back and check in and say, how far did you get? So you do have that accountability that makes sure you're going to actually do it. And the marvelous thing is when I first invented this system, I wasn't using Google Docs as much. So the cool part is now you can have a shared document and you make up your list, and then your fabulous friend, your booking buddy, can make notes directly on the list and find out who it is. The unofficial name for the Fabulous Friend Booking System is it's always easier to do the dishes at someone else's house system. Because isn't it easier to rave about somebody you know and love rather than talking about yourself? That takes away that embarrassment. That makes it easier. You're doing something great for someone else. They're doing the same for you. And for an hour or so a week, you have a booking agent. So this is the thing that has made all the difference with what I do. It is a huge way that helps people do that. And it has made all the difference to me and my clients. My client Sandy knew the principles of all of this, but she wasn't actually picking up the phone. So we hunted around and found her a fabulous friend for a booking system. And now they've been meeting for the last 3 years. They talk once a week and they call on each other's behalf. She has a regular, she speaks about 6 times a month, which is as much as she wants, and it has filled her pipeline. She's got all the clients she wants, and that system has been going for 3 years. So it really works. Here we are. We're now coming to the end of the time, so I want to tell you how you can get more information. Would that be okay? So I have a gift for you all. It's a free gift. It is the Star Maker Secrets for Speakers. And that is a series of free tips. You get an email. It's some are video, some are text. You get an email about once a week with a tip from my 30 plus years of training presenters. And with that, when you get your first tip, you'll get a chance to get How to Get Booked as a Speaker, Taking Your Show on the Road, at a $250 discount. So normally it's $350, it's $300, But if you sign up for Star Maker Secrets for Speakers, you will get you'll get a chance to get it for only $47. And that is my offer for you all. To do this, you want to go to www.starmaker4speakers, that's speakers plural, and four is spelled out, starmaker4speakers.com/free gift. Once again, www.starmaker4speakers.com/free gift. You get the free gift and you'll get a special offer for how to get booked as a speaker. And I am so proud to be a member of Public Speakers Association. I'm so glad for those of you who've taken the time to listen today. And I want to thank Tanya Hoffman.